We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Mr.
What's
B?
What's up, dude?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Things doing good?
Yes, sir.
Ready to party weekend?
Yes, yes sir. Matter of fact, yeah.
Are you?
Ready?
Well, I have a date tonight, so.
Yeah. Oh, snap. You get dressed up?
Shit, I am dressed up. Yeah, we're just going to Bubba's, something casual.
Bubba's?
Yeah.
Just you and the date?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Is it one of the girls from Texas?
No.
What did he say?
The nurse? No.
San Antonio?
Austin.
Austin,
Texas.
He's
not running into them there.
Remember, no appetizers. It's got to be dinner.
Straight to the meal.
To the meal.
What kind of meal are we talking about?
What are you going to order?
Me? I'll probably order a middle light. I'm not going to order the tall ones because I don't want to get too hammered, you know.
Remember the classy.
So I just order the little ones.
A nice little cup.
You gotta be yourself, Donald.
Let her see the true Donald.
Yeah.
I'll probably scare her off.
Has she seen the
he's
real
a fucking
Donald?
Lunatic.
Well, not quite that bad, yeah. But she's seen me, yeah.
Oh, it's different Donald coming out.
Oh yeah.
She's seen me buzz off. Yeah.
The last time I was with Donald at Bubba's, I was talking to him right to her.
Your
right to her.
Yeah. Right to her. Texting?
Yeah. So, what should I tell her?
drunk texting?
Yeah.
Drunk texting.
Basically.
So, a lot of drunk texting this weekend?
No, more likely.
Yeah. I'm too busy this weekend to go on a date with my wife.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, we got a basketball game this weekend for Aiden.
Oh, nice.
One this evening and then tomorrow morning. Then after that, the bracket gets set up. So after that, if you win or lose, then it just depends on the next timing.
Oh, the tournaments.
Yeah.
So they're doing tournaments pretty soon?
Tournaments. No, they've been doing tournaments. Oh. That's why every weekend. Busy.
Busy and gone. Yeah. Just over there.
Yeah. Like last week, remember I mentioned that we were in Santa Fe? That was last week's tournament.
Yeah. Now they're going to break it up into brackets now?
After tomorrow afternoon.
So now it's the championship brackets?
Huh?
Is it the championship brackets
now?
No,
it's a different tournament.
Oh, it's a different tournament.
Yeah, a different tournament. So every weekend there's a different tournament.
Man. Joining all kinds of tournaments.
Yeah. So every weekend is pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
I wish they did this when I was young.
They did this when I played in high school.
Really?
Yeah, because even like in the season off, like during the off season,
yeah.
We still have tournaments to go play in Texas. We go play like in freaking Phoenix, Arizona, and go play these top schools in the country, dude.
In high school?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And you play these schools. Fuck, man. You think you're good until you start playing these big schools? Oh, my God.
School's not playing.
Fuck, yeah. There was like this one out of New York in Bronx.
Yeah.
No Puerto Rican bastards. Oh, my goodness. Man. They're good, dude.
Puerto Ricans playing?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Crazy.
You mates.
Yeah, that was... All those guys there, man, it's amazing to watch those guys play, those high school kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a kid myself, but not nearly a quarter of the talent of those fuckers had.
Yeah.
They were good, man.
How's your Sunday? Is he pretty good?
He's getting better. He's a sixth grader, and he's playing with from 7th and 8th graders.
Yes.
So he's, I kept pushing him, and or me and his mom, we kept pushing him and telling him to do better and get better.
Heck yeah.
So it doesn't matter if they're older than you, so just get better and better.
Heck yeah.
So yeah, every day we do something. Just
hell yeah, man!
And then practice during the week. It's busy.
Work on a skill here. Work on something there that you need to work on. Whatever.
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
Was your son better at defense or offense?
He's probably more better at defense.
At defense.
Yeah, because he can stay on the person right in front of him. And even though they're taller, I'm still trying to get
him. But stick with them, man. Make it hard for him. Yeah, heck yeah.
The one thing that he does when he gets real close to him, or physically, he needs to like push him. Push him with his body.
Body check, yeah.
Yeah. Even when he's posting up.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got to use his hand in the back of him. I know the guy can't, the people listening, they can't see me now right now.
Go what is it? Your hand? What's
so, yeah, he's got to get used to using his body more. I mean, he does it like when he boxes out.
Yeah.
But just to feel the person behind you and just to keep checking. Yeah. What did I say? Body checking?
Yeah, body checking. Yeah,
that's a good way to describe it. He needs to do more of that. But everything else is, if he gets more physical, more aggressive, then his game will bump up
big. Oh, yeah. Because what they say, your freaking defense will open up your offense, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You play damn good defense, dude. Your offense will just come second nature.
Yeah. So one of these games, he's going to probably just snap and the aggressiveness will just come out. And we tell him, get mad, come on.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to, man. Yeah. You really got to do it, especially when you're playing with the older kids.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to give you any respect, dude.
Yeah.
They're going to freaking slam you or whatever, man. You got to do it.
Every kid is smacking. Whoosh.
You go out there and play right, okay? Some of his teammates are taller than him. Sometimes it crosses your mind because you want to get the mad just to hit him or push him or stop him or something.
Take a foul, whatever you got to do. Get aggressive, man. Get in there. Let him know that, hey, you're not pushing me around, man.
Those guys aren't there, they're going to be there to push you around and grab that rebound, too.
They do not give a rat's ass, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's always fun too, so hopefully he's having fun while he's playing too at the same time.
Fun? It's a career. Is it even fun? Never
mind. It's a career and take it seriously.
They want to be taken care of when they're old.
I want some money too.
No, that's cool, man. That guy, dude.
Yeah. What about you, Stretch? What are you doing?
Not too much. Just working. Staying busy. I'm trying.
Going to the gym?
Every now and then. I try. I get lazy though. I get home and I just want to relax. But just chill.
I pay for Planet Fitness, but I haven't gone like in 3 months.
You get the $10 one? Or
$10 one.
Oh, shit. You know they have another deal right now, too? $5 down, $10 a month.
$10 a month.
Yeah. I need to tell Johnny to do that. Slacker.
Has anybody ever gotten a haircut at Planet Fitness?
No. I seen they don't look too
good. They don't look too good.
Yeah, they screw up a shave, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
They screw up a shave. How can you screw up a shave?
You'd be surprised. I went to this little Vietnamese place. It was like worse. $10. Freaking, all I want is just a shave. Go down to the zero. Take the guard off.
Zero.
Fuck it. She said she was done. I looked in the mirror. It was like blades of grass, dude.
Yeah. Did that to me, too. That freaking one on San Mateo. Where Great Clips is at?
Mm-hmm.
There was an Asian spot there too. They did the same thing to me, man. I was like, let me get a zero on the side and a little trim on top.
Yeah.
Okay. And the freaking guy was all stop cutting my hair. And then he was done. And then he's like, you're done. And I was like, go patches.
Yeah, man.
Patches of hula hand.
What is this? I have a racetrack on my head.
I thought you wanted to see.
I know. Really. Basketball is terrible, man. Don't ever. If you ever go around that area, don't go to that.
So I did. I just spent the money and got me a freaking badass razor. Yeah. I cut her and I just do it myself. You turn that sucker on, just hums.
That's badass.
Yeah, but just...
That must be a really good sound in here.
Yeah, I think it was $60.
$60?
Yeah.
Clipper or razor?
Clippers.
Yeah. Like those rechargeable ones, those cordless ones?
Nah, this one's freaking cord. But I don't like those rechargeable ones because... I forget to charge them, and then in the middle of a clip, the battery dies.
You got that ass
start, remember how those were going? It starts slowing down. You can actually hear the battery going.
The motor starts bragging. You're bogging down. Then I have to go to the place. What can we do for you, sir? Really? You have to ask?
Finish it, please. Since I was halfway finished, can you charge me half?
I know. They don't. Even for a shave, they still charge me like $15-$16, man.
Charge a full price, damn it. It's messed up.
Someone at one time, like, what the hell picture was of Donald Trump, dude, on my phone? So what kind of dude would you like? Would you like a shave? I said, no, this is what I want. Every guy charge me full price and make me look like this.
What did they tell you?
Yeah, they couldn't do it.
They were like, please get out, sir.
There's a big poster on the walls with an X across Trump, Trump's face.
Yeah, right?
You didn't see that when you get in? Yeah.
Look in the wall, sir. The choke followers.
You want the, an alley?
The Nazi crew. Shaving everybody's heads bald.
The Nazi crew. Well, they're wearing purple. They miss Prince.
They're dropping M-bombs from Mr. Prince. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Let's speak about cutting hair. The,
I thought you were going to say, speak about end bombs. Hey,
wait. Look at Derek over there. Friday's not over yet. Barbershop, the new movie that's coming out. You guys watch it?
I never really watched those movies. No.
First and second one, they're pretty good. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I like the first one. Cool.
You watched those?
Barbershop?
Yeah, the first one. Yeah. I haven't seen them yet. No, the new one's supposed to have a couple new characters in there.
Yeah.
I don't think we know. I just didn't.
I think that's what stops you from watching it.
She's gonna be her trashy self in that movie.
I don't like that annoying person. Still knows her voice.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but
that's Ice Cube.
Are you gonna check it out?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Is that Ice Cube movie? Is that Ice Cube?
That's Ice Cube.
Yeah,
Cube Vision.
Cube
Vision Productions.
Guys, it's making
like,
it.
It's like Rock Pod Productions.
That's right.
Or Rock Pod, Rock something.
Universal Rock Pod. Universal. There you go.
That sounds more like it. It's for everyone to hear.
Cool, cool.
Yeah, eventually I'll watch it.
All right, guys. Well, from the last episode, I mentioned a spoiler or a spoiler review. I'm going to talk about my phone that I got.
The phone
that I got, it was kind of exaggerated the price a little bit. It wasn't like close to 200. It was like 80 bucks.
You'd have to say that, man. 500.
The phone was 80 bucks.
Is it like a ball?
Really?
80 bucks. And this is a blue phone, BLU. The acronym is it stands for Bold Like Us. So it's a BLU phone, blue phone. And everywhere they call it the blue phone. But this one's a 5.2-inch, has a 5.2-inch screen.
The screens?
And the screen is a full HD 1080p. So I don't need that 4K. That 4K screen.
Yeah.
So this one is still high definition when you watch like YouTube videos and stuff like that. So damn. Everything is crystal clear on the screen. No problem with the screen. The one thing that I really like about it, this one has 8 cores. So it's like 8 small chips doing a bunch of work.
So it's fast. You could have different pages open and not slowing it down or anything?
Different pages, yeah.
So, shit.
But the total, some people will get this, but the total CPU, the processing speed, it comes out to like 1.6 gigahertz. So that 1.6 is divided into those 8.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is still, I mean, enough for everyday stuff. So this 8-core phone, it has to slow down a bit. The RAM that it has, I think it's 4 gigs of RAM, so I can download apps after apps after apps. But compared to other phones, I wouldn't even be able to download half of what I have right now.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of apps on there. It just runs. This phone is nice, man. This one is for 80 bucks. That was a sale price. I think the original price is like close to 200.
Where'd you get it at?
I got this one at Best Buy.
Oh, Best Buy.
Is that with the contract or
no? It's an unlocked phone, so you can take it and you can go to any provider.
So you just buy the phone.
You just buy the phone and you can take it to any provider.
Damn,
because it comes with SIM chips.
Yeah.
It comes with different SIM chips: Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint.
Yeah.
It comes with all those SIM chips. So you just take it to wherever you want and just activate it. Just pay your data plan.
Oh shit!
So with that one, I got that and 80 bucks sale price.
Drop for, Sprint, Lyft, right?
What?
And these blue phones, they started selling them at Best Buy and they sell them at Target as well.
Oh,
so this phone is
that's your favorite phone?
It's my favorite phone for right now. Yeah.
Nice.
It's good. It's good. The audio has like different equalizers, so it's like bass boost and. Whatever you're listening to.
Oh, shit, you can control the sound. Yeah.
Control the sound. Man, there's just a bunch of options. What else is I'm noticing? Like, just every app that I run is fast. It's even, so it's 4G LTE.
Yeah.
The Like the speed is fast, which is good.
Damn.
So this phone is nice.
So you're happy with your phone, are we?
With the phone, yep.
Holy shit.
And I think that 8-core, I think it makes a big difference if you're running multiple apps at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you can divide what you're saying, those gigahertz into
each app?
Yeah, each app, I think.
Yeah.
How did Daniel describe it? It's like filling a cup of water up or something like that. You know, if you don't have that much memory and you keep trying to fill it up, it's only going to go so far. And then it's going to slow it down or whatever.
Yeah.
And with yours, you know, you have that option that it's not going to slow it down. No.
Yep.
You can keep all the pages open and keep running at the regular speed. Dang.
Yes. Store all kinds of memory in there.
Yeah. Holy shit.
That's pretty good. And nice. So podcasts run good. YouTube runs good.
Mrs. D judge about your phone.
Mrs. D. No, she likes the phone, but she's happy with her iPhone.
Mm.
So she's not a real techie guy like me. So when I get something, I like to run it to its
full potential, man. Yeah.
See what it can do.
Yo.
So far, this thing's running pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn cool, man. I'd have to go to. Do they have other phones like that, or
is
just
other phones? The one I have is a 5.3-inch. They have like 5.5 and 6-inch screens.
Because like holding a laptop.
Can you hear me now?
They even have smaller ones like 4-inch, 4.6-inch.
Oh,
it's different types of phone. Like remember how I was explaining to you guys like if you're more into audio, they have a blue phone that's specific to audio.
Oh, that caters more to what you like instead of just. Yeah.
Then there's another one where social media. If you're into this, just like browsing the web and social media, they have a phone for that one.
Oh shit!
Like for that one, it would probably be a little bit less RAM, and it's kind of more dedicated to web pages.
Yeah, because they don't take that much memory anyway.
That was a little bit cheaper price too.
Oh shit! Might have to be the audio because I love the music on mine.
Yeah.
That's what I use most on my phone: the music.
Music
and the YouTube, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
How many songs do you have on your phone?
Probably pretty close to 600.
Yeah.
600?
Yeah.
All paid for.
All paid for.
Yeah. You too. I have about the same.
Yeah.
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but yeah, it's a lot of songs.
Do you get to download free music into your phone? Or
music? No, I use the Rhapsody app.
Oh, the Rhapsody? Yeah,
Rhapsody. I've been using that for years, and I got the family plan to where my son, he has that too, and my wife,
yeah,
she's using that too, and us three, we like it. Just download and play music wherever.
Heck yeah. I think you'd have to, because even if, you know, a lot of these people get those songs for free, a lot of the times the songs ain't even that.
Yeah, it's not
particular complete. Song that you wanted. You know, it'd come up with something else. Like, never gonna give you up.
they say the title song.
Yeah, then it go off to the song.
Something else. They just do that just to make you download it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the song is only 30 seconds long. That's it.
Yeah.
Right on, Mr. B. I'm happy for you, man.
So this phone is, this is probably my favorite phone. Other than when the first Droid came out. Yeah, this other than my first Droid, I like this one. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite phone.
8 cores. I like how on the back there's an X and an 8.
Oh.
That looks pretty good.
It looks stylish.
8 times cores.
And then the camera, I'll admit that they kind of copied the iPhone with the options.
Oh, okay.
You have the video
the
photo?
HDR, yeah.
What's that? Video
panorama?
No, the touch photo. Was it called touch photo?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The picture moves.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's freaking awesome.
They copied that. Well, I don't know if they copied it or not, but it's similar to what the iPhone
does. That's great. As long as you like it, right?
But you know me, I have my own high end camera, so I don't really use my smartphone camera.
He gets better equipment, Mr. B.
It does. Just seen him at the Kingston Edit.
Oh shit.
he was working, dude. He was a photographer.
Yeah, you feel like Steven Spielberg,
All the lights around me. The
best picture. All right, action.
I try to tell people, don't look at me, I'm not here, but with all the gear on top of me and around me, everybody has to notice.
Making Vince nervous.
And speaking of that, I got a new gadget.
Oh.
It's on the topic of photography. So that will be next episode.
Spoiler alert.
It's a heads up, people.
Thank you, man.
And the photography of Vince, he said his pictures, he liked the pictures that came out.
Do you send them like over the email, or do you print them out, or what do you do?
I give him the high resolution photos on a thumb drive.
Oh.
So I gave that to him, and then I also upload it to Google Photos.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you upload it to Google Photos, you just put into an album like the date and Vince's daughters.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You just name that.
And just have it there,
and then you can share it with him, and he can view everything. So, nice, Google man. Photos works pretty good.
Oh damn!
Yeah,
that's pretty damn cool.
People can expect more video photography talk later.
Yes.
Just don't get too close to my face. I've seen imperfections.
Just get my good side.
Don't worry, I'll make you look good. I'll make you look good.
Heck yeah, man.
But when you get a shave from that Vietnamese place, I'll take some pictures.
Photoshop that, man.
I prefer you blur me out. Hit the sensor, bitch. Listen.
Have the Bulgarian freaking Tyrol cornrows.
Never again will I go back to
Never again, yeah. So yeah, that's my update on my phone, my smartphone.
I'm not gonna get into that, man. I want something else.
Yeah, these new phones that are coming from like Tokyo and across the seas, they're different and lower price, and they use different chips, so they're able to bring the price down. So like Apple, Samsung, and Motorola, those guys, they use high end chips. Like, they want to use the name brand.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if somebody goes into a store and says, oh, yeah, this phone uses the latest Intel or the latest Motorola chip, then they're like, oh, okay, I gotta get it. But what people don't know is these other people that make chips and audio devices, they're pretty good.
Oh, shit, y'all dudes.
Yeah.
I'll look into that, man.
So if any guys or listeners want some questions answered about different types of chips or phones or whatever, I'll be willing to answer some questions about that.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. We're not talking about Doritos either, man. Yeah.
Chips.
These are phones.
Yeah. So, yeah. Doritos and Mountain Dew. Gaming night.
That's how Mr. B does it.
And a blue phone.
I'll probably be doing more gaming since work is a beast going down a little bit.
You haven't had a chance to play,
Mr. B? I haven't had a chance to play.
Yeah.
PS4 is just in standby mode, just probably just downloading the updates. That's all I was doing.
It does the automatic downloads.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I hear my PS3 turn on too. And I think I sat on the controller or something, but it turns out it updates itself too. So.
Freaking yourself out. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Shit's going on. Okay, maybe we should watch a movie.
okay. Yeah. Cool. Yep. Till next episode. Questions from listeners, anybody, let me know. Phones, any type of tech, gadgets. And like I said, next episode, I'll be talking about my new gadget that I got.
Heck yeah.
So, any
last
words for the Rock Pod listeners in Rock Pod land?
It's Friday. Everybody enjoy your Friday and your weekend, and be safe out there. Don't get too wasted. That's from me, Stretch, to the Rock Pod.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Be safe. Be cool. Ah, fuck it. Get drunk. Have fun.
Yeah.
Get drunk like D, Big D. What?